Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence calling, live from Austin and South by Southwest Music, and just a tiny little bit of scripting help from Charlene as well. It's your Eurovision Insight Podcast. Yes, hello everybody, welcome to Austin, here one of the largest music festivals on the planet, to talk about the biggest song contest on the planet as well. www.eseinsight.com is where you find all the texts and written features and articles, and here is our weekly news update. And the news is pretty simple: we've got our 43, we know the countries, they've all been submitted, that's it, no changing. Honestly, Ukraine, we really mean it this time. And Slovakia are still in, just to keep everything set. Right then, now everybody's in, now we've had the delegates meeting. There's been the draw, we've got news about the stage, we know the Netherlands are staying, and I'm recording this in a hotel room, so it sounds a little bit different. So let's go from the top. Let's go for the national final winners and who's got through. The big competition, of course, at the weekend was the Melody Festivalen, a mix of international and Swedish juries and voting public. On top of all of that, out came Eric Saad. With last year's Man Boy, he won the hearts of Eurovision fans. This year he's singing Popular, which might seem a little bit needy, and there's an interesting question about what to do all about that flying glass that he has halfway through the performance and what that will do to the stage in Dusseldorf. But all of that will be being discussed. Bottom line is, Eric Saad is finally getting to go to Eurovision. And joining him as well from opening competition is Dana International, former winner of course with Diva. She will be returning to represent Israel with her song Ding Dong, having got through the Israeli national final. Rounding out the draw, Hungary, Azerbaijan, the United Kingdom, Russia and San Marino all said, that's our song, that's our singer, there you go, with internal selections and presentations made at the weekend as well. And Belarus have switched from the first song they'd selected on to another one. We'll come on to that in a moment. Now, because I'm in the hotel room, I don't have my jingle box, so just imagine the little musical sting goes in here. And we'll have a look at the draw, because the running order were made for the two semi-finals as well. And it's proving to be quite an interesting one, I have to say. There's stuff in here that just looks incredibly intriguing. If we look at the first semi-final, Poland is opening up with a wildcard choice. Norway is playing second. Now, the second spot in the semi-finals is not as deadly as playing second in the grand final itself, but nobody has ever won from, famously. There'll be a little bit of nerves in the camp of Norway, Albania, Armenia, Turkey running up to the first commercial break, Serbia, Russia, Switzerland, Georgia, Finland, Malta, San Marino, Croatia and Iceland into the second commercial break. That's actually a very good draw for Iceland. And then coming back, Hungary, Portugal, Lithuania, Azerbaijan and Greece kind of stumbling over the line there as well, which shouldn't cause too many problems in semi-final one. This was the one, of course, we thought was going to be very strong and difficult to get out of. It's looking to be a little more predictable than semi-final two. That opens up with the return of Dino for Bosnia and Herzegovina in slot number one, and Austria number two. That's a really, you know, Netherlands number three. It's quite a slow burn on semi-final two. Belgium and Slovakia finishing off the first half to take you up to the commercial break. We then have Ukraine, Moldova, Sweden and Bulgaria punching in there. Macedonia, Israel, Slovenia, Romania, commercial break after them, finishing up with Estonia, Belarus, Latvia, and then look at this strong finish here, Denmark, then Ireland, finishing off semi-final two. That is a great position for both of those countries, and especially for Ireland. 10 go forward from each of those semi-finals into the grand final, where they're joining the big five, or the big four in the hosts, who are one of the big four, how are we going to pick it? Spain got a wildcard choice, they'll be deciding to sing 22nd, United Kingdom are 14th, Germany are going to sing 16th, France will sing 11th, and Italy will sing 12th. Relatively good draw for all the home countries, and nothing home countries' monies are spending money. It's pretty solid after that one. As I said, there's still going to be a question of what happens to the acts. There may be some moving around. It wouldn't be the first time that the commercial break has moved for artistic reasons and the reasons of props and safety, so we shall just have to see what happens. The stage itself was also announced. It's going to be quite small with some strip lining underneath to keep everything nice and intimate, but an LED wall some 60 metres by 18 metres behind them and 520 lighting units to be used. Construction of that will start on April the 4th, some 6 weeks before the contest itself. The open-air party traditionally happens in Germany, amongst other countries, will be happening in the Hamburg Reeperbahn on May the 14th. And they've also announced the Interval Act. And Stefan Raab's big band will be singing last year's winning song, Satellite. A subtle reminder of Lena, without actually having Lena there, because she's singing for Germany this year as well. And remember we talked about accommodation issues? The Netherlands have decided to put their entire delegation on a houseboat. Oh, nice. And there's a reality TV series in there somewhere. Right then, national news that we've picked up. Yeah, we could have had a musical sweep in there. Kind of miss it now. Albania have revamped their song into English. Relegate will now, of course, be singing Feel the Passion. It is more understandable, but you know, part of me really likes having foreign language songs in there, but it, you know, Aurella's based out in America. This is probably a good career move for her, all told, not just for Eurovision Song Contest. It's interesting now, what's more important for career and what's more important for Eurovision now don't necessarily match up for the artists. Very interesting. Armenia have ethnicified, if that's an actual word, Emmy's Boom Boom. It's becoming a little bit more tribal and traditional. Hotel FM has also had a slight reworking as well, and Romania have released the official videos. We'll be seeing a lot of those announcements of the actual video clips coming through for the shows as well. Iceland, Netherlands, Slovenia and Ukraine have also joined Albania and switched their songs into English. Italy and Hungary will be performing both in their native and English languages, mixing them up a bit. Bulgaria confirmed they will be staying in Bulgarian, and so will Macedonia. Poland and Serbia do have English versions of their songs, but Serbia have decided that they will be performing in Serbian, and Poland still haven't made their minds up. They may go into English if it's received well, and they may stay in Poland if Polish people prefer that one. Listening to the fans, they prefer the Polish version, but remember, it's not just the fans who vote. Millions of people, 125 million TV viewers, it's what Poland think they are going to think of the song. Now, at the top, of course, I said there that a Belarus have pulled their original song. Born in Belarusia, got into a sticky position. Yes, last week, everything pointed out those lyrics are just a little bit too political. Come on, guys. You know we don't like political songs here. They also broke the September the 1st date, which you cannot have a song appear beforehand to make sure every song is relatively recent. Born in Belarus was performed as early as May last year. So it's been substituted with I Love Belarus, but that doesn't mean it's lost forever. No, that just means that we have this strange curiosity that we can tuck into the podcast here.
We got, yeah.
Belarus's original song there, of course, no longer playing at the song contest. Born in Belarus has been replaced with I Love Belarus. Simple as that. Right then. Throw forward time. What's happening the next week? Well, I'm going to fly back to the UK and get back to the proper studio for the next News Insight, which will be happening, of course, next week. www.eseinsight.com for you to keep an eye on all of that. This Friday, we will be having our first Ultimate Jukebox Jury Free Friday for, well, since we did the quizzes, but there we go. We will be switching to Jukebox Jury 2011 and judging the songs that are going to be on stage in the Esprit Arena in Dusseldorf this year, and we're going to be joined for that first jury by a very special guest. So do keep listening out for that. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for Charlene for the help with the scripts on this one, given that I'm stuck in America on an incredibly tight timescale to bounce around a million conferences and try and land an interview with Duran Duran. Wow, how lucky am I? Not sure if the irony is going to come over in the podcast, but it's me, Ewan Spence, saying goodbye. We shall catch you next week, and let's do the guitars.